I'm dizzy. That apnea catching up with me. We are live for our live in for life. This is our last day. This is the day we got to get the money. We need the money badly. We've got old friends coming by. Muskie Harris is here. First of all, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, Kevin Kress, chairman of the War Memorial Stadium Commission, who is a friend of the station in a lot of ways, has got a little idea to help us with a race of money today. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, man. Hey, David. Tommy and Roger, thanks for all you're doing for a great cause.
Hang on just a second. I have to acknowledge someone. That's the guy that took my teeth out.
Oh, really? Well, welcome. And he brings donuts.
And he brings donuts. He brings donuts. This guy, I'm scared. You act like you're not scared. They take your blood pressure. They say it's a little high. Well, I'm standing in a dentist office. Of course it's a little high. And I guess he's working on my second tooth and it's a little difficult to come out. And all I hear is somebody start whistling. And I was like, oh, this is not good. She's whistling. And his sister, who's his assistant, she starts humming. And I'm like, oh my God, one of them's whistling, one of them's humming. This is not going to be good. And all of a sudden, the word they use, number one, most of all, is pressure. You're going to feel a little pressure. You're going to feel a little pressure. You're going to feel a little pressure. And you don't feel, nothing. But you start hearing.
You hear the crack.
And he's done. And I mean, I never tasted any blood.
Wow.
They sutured it up a little bit in there or something. Did something in there. And I went home that day, and I never, ever felt the pain until the next day. It was a little sore. I was groggy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I said, I'll make sure I talk good about you on the show tomorrow. So he said, give me a little more juice. So he's like, can you feel it now? He said, okay, we're ready. And I bet I wasn't in that chair 15 minutes.
No, he said you had to go, man.
Yeah, and he had me in there and out of there. And I thank you. That was the most painless tooth pulling I've ever had.
Ernie Woodard.
Ernie, thank you.
Well, I had to get Tommy ready for this and head to Florida.
Oh, yeah. So much for coming by.
Well, I had to get a house call on you, make sure you're still doing okay.
I'm doing great.
Hey, how long when you go to dental school, how long is the lesson on grabbing that cheek and shaking it? Needle in there.
That's the whole first year.
That's something, because I've always thought, wait a minute, you've got to put a needle in my mouth so that I don't feel all the other needles that you put in my mouth. So that first one has got to be really perfect.
You've got to be smooth, and that's the part people hate the most.
Is your tongue numb right there?
I thought he had a stroke.
I've been wanting to thank you publicly, and you did a great job. Your sister did a great job, and great people. They were in, you're out, you're done, time to go. And I appreciate that very much.
Well, you're welcome. I just wanted to come by and say thank you guys for what y'all are doing, and appreciate it. My office is right across the street, so just came on in.
We talked about it yesterday, that you guys, I mean, here lately, you dentists have taken you and given you more oral exams when you come just for a tooth cleaning or anything like that. You do that more often now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I had a guy that was in the other day that his general dentist had found a little spot on his tongue. I saw him, and we sent him over to a head and neck surgeon, and we saw him, and he's got a little spot that he's got to remove because it's, you know, kind of precancerous. So general dentists do a really good job of checking everything out.
You can do a great job, and thank you very much.
Thanks for the sugar. He's just keeping his livelihood.
Here, kids, you're done. Take a sucker.
And I called him out a while ago because he didn't come back yesterday. Nick Noltius called in. He gave $50. So thank you, Nick, for coming back, coming through. Thank you, Nick.
Keep it coming.
Kevin. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I appreciate all y'all have done for a great cause. And, you know, our family at the state has certainly been touched with cancer. Charlie's wife died years ago with cancer. So I thought, in memory of her and the recognition of y'all's efforts, why don't we also have four club seats for the Louisiana Monroe game. And, Dave, if you want to use two of them to enhance the value of the item, we'll look forward to entertaining you and your guests.
All right. Well, what do you think? You think it would be better to do that or to have
You're going to take him to play golf the next day.
All right, well, we'll do that.
Your generosity, particularly at this time of year, is timely, and we certainly appreciate it. I've known Charlie for longer than any of y'all have been alive, and he's a great guy. And I remember when he was going through it, and him talking with my wife, and it was a very special time for us, and for him, it was a horrible time, but he came through with shining colors, and he's still a good old guy, and to cough up four seats like that.
Yeah, listen, Kevin, by the way, for those you're listening, where are these seats located?
Well, they'll be on the second level. It's called the suite level, and these four seats would be right on the glass, so if it's not too hot, you can open up the windows and get the ambiance. But if it's too hot, you'll enjoy the air conditioning. We'll have somebody serving you food and drink, and it'll be a great experience out there. When I was thinking about this, I thought, well, is this something Tiger's Bay would want to bid on? But I looked at the LSU schedule, and they'll be losing to Washington.
Very nice.
Rub it in.
I will say this about Tiger Bay, though. If there's any item and somebody bids $110, he'll call in and bid $500 just to tick Razorback fans off. So he's been an inflationary tool that we've used.
Well, maybe he'll bid on this. These tickets sell for $300 a piece, so that value's $1,200. I hope we can get it.
Wow.
Very good. All right, Hawk fans.
Good luck, guys. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Thank you.